You know, it used to be a bit of an icebreaker, you know, when we'd get together in sort of a, you know, little church settings for like a meeting or a retreat or some kind of group. And it used to be the icebreaker to ask people what their favorite hymn was. I don't do that anymore because there's a lot of people who have no clue what the hymns are. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying this as a bad thing, is a lot of times it's because, so many of us now have come to church on our own. It wasn't like we maybe not have been brought up on certain psalms. And so maybe we haven't taken time to get to know them and find the ones that we really like. Find the ones that just speak to our heart. Now, I guess in my top 20 hymns, today's gradual hymn, our sequence, or also known as our gospel hymn, because this is Episcopal Church and nothing can have one name. The King of Love. And it's always this beautiful beginning. The King of Love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Of course, this is based on our 23rd Psalm, which we read earlier. But it is a reminder of the wonders of our God, a God of abundance, a God of generosity, a God of love. Now, when we talk about this God of love, this God who would do anything it took to bring us back to him, even if that meant the very life of his son. I get a little confused when I start hearing people on the news, whether it's on television or the radio, or I read the newspaper or some of these blogs, and I hear these people speaking in the name of Christ. But instead of love, they speak of hate. They speak of separation and segregation. Instead of being a people who welcome, who to say, this place is yours, come. They make it sound a lot of times as Christianity is not only a private club, but a club full of bigots and hateful people. And that really bothers me because this is not the Christ whom we are called to follow. This is not the preaching of our Christ. Our Christ is one who invites all to come to him. And in turn, invites us to invite others. Like the Father, the Son's message is all about love. Sometimes we miss it, but the welcome is always there. In our gospel today, we have Jesus being confronted by the people again. The people who come up to him and they say, we want to know if you're really the Messiah. Come on, tell us plainly. And about this time, Jesus has had it up to about here. You know, it's many times, how many loaves of bread do you have to, make into enough to feed thousands? How many blind people do you have to give sight to? How many people do you have to raise from the dead before people start getting who you are? But I think the problem is it isn't so much the miracles as much as it is his message that they don't want to get. Because the message Jesus is talking about is one that tells the people, to open their hearts, to be like the Father, a God of abundance and generosity, a God of welcome and love. The message that Christ preaches is one who welcomes all people. It's a message that says that we are called to serve our brothers and sisters. And I think for many people in his day, that message was very problematic because it often intruded on their own wants, their own needs, their own selfishness. And when I hear the various, you know, commentators on the so-called news programs, I don't know if there's been an actual news program on television in 25 years. It's almost all commentary, and I listen to these people talk about our good Christian morality, our Christian values. And they sound nothing like the ones that Christ taught us. Ours is a God who's inclusive. A God who loves. Now, being a Christian is probably the most simplest religion in the world. We have only two commandments. How much simpler can you get that? You know, our poor Jewish brothers and sisters, they have 613. We have two. Who remembers what they are? What's the first commandment?
Love God first.
And what's the second?
Love your neighbor as yourself.
There you are. Two commandments. Love God, love your neighbor. As I said, it's the simplest religion in the world. It's so simple, it's not easy. Because it means getting out of ourselves. Now, I feel very unfortunate as a priest and as a Christian, because I'm a part of three wonderful communities, four, I guess, that are far from perfect, but each one does their best to welcome, to serve, to be open to others. And for that, I consider myself a very lucky person, very blessed. But sometimes the hard part is taking all the wonderful qualities, these wonderful gifts, this willingness to love and to welcome outside the doors. To take it into the world and to say to others, you know, I am a follower of Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm a disciple, however you like to phrase it. And to invite others to come and join us. During the great 50 days of Easter, we burn the Paschal candle whenever we gather, and we also light it at other special occasions, baptisms, confirmations, weddings, funerals. It stands for us as a symbol of the light of the world, the Paschal candle, the great sacrifice, Jesus Christ. But the Paschal candle itself is just that, a symbol. The true light of Christ is within each and every one of you. To take this light that this candle symbolizes and bring it out into the world. There's a great darkness that seems to be surrounding us these days. But the wonderful thing about the love of Christ is that no matter how dark it gets, no matter how dim it may appear, nothing can ever squash the light of Christ. Scripture tells us that we don't hide a light under a bushel basket. We don't hide it inside a building either. We bring it out into the world. We take those wonderful words that are in the 23rd Psalm about a God who cares for us, who loves us, who is always there for us, and we bring that out. Like the Good Shepherd. Like Jesus. We share the love of God with others. You spread out a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, to me, that's just a wonderful vision of that dwelling in that house of the Lord forever. And the only thing I can think about making it any better is to share it with others. So my brothers and sisters, as we continue throughout this wonderful season in which we call Easter, this glorious 50-day holiday. I know, one day and 50 days. I encourage you to invite others, to bring them home, to share the abundance. Not because we are trying to fill the pews, though that would be nice, but because we find great joy in their presence. The same joy that God has with us in God's presence. If God didn't enjoy us being around, he sure went around, did a strange way of showing it. So invite people. Make them feel at home. Let them know that they too are part of this great flock, that our shepherd is their shepherd. Do not just assume that they know this automatically. But preach it, not just in your words, but in everything you do. Like Zion, that holy city, that light upon the hill, I think St. Andrew's is that light here in the middle of Yaphank. So let's keep that light burning.